Welcome back, everyone. Another massive podcast this week. We preview all the big games in round six this week for the AFL, including the blockbuster, the Derby. Fremantle taking on West Coast. That one's going to be big. We've got the scoop there. We also have a couple of great stop thats. But this week's theme, go, go, go. We're getting back in the green on the punt. Hope you enjoy this podcast. Our 12-week challenge starts right now, and this podcast is a cracker. Lock in. This episode is proudly sponsored by KPI Construction Services. When it comes to construction sites, reliability and efficiency are key. That's where KPI Construction Services shines. With a single call, KPI provides a range of essential services, which includes labour hire, crane hire, and traffic control. KPI is a progressive business with modern plant and equipment across all of their operating states. Focusing on innovation and to avoid the business drifting is always front of mind. We are proud to be aligned with and have such a reputable company partnering with the show. Aces, I know I always go on about the Rixies, but I got huge news. We have all our styles and colours restocked on the website right now. Get online, grab some sunglasses at rixeyewear.com.au right now and use our little discount code Aces if you want a 20% discount code on the house.
All right, Tommy, let's get stuck into the podcast, mate.
Welcome back, everyone. Another episode of Aces Premiership Countdown. It's round six of the AFL, and we have plenty to talk about. There's plenty to talk about round five because the pig is stinking it up, and so am I on the punt for you all. We've seen your messages. Our 12-week challenge is going to be heavily reviewed, and so are a few players that we're picking because they continually let us down. But there's plenty to talk about outside of footy as well. Pig, welcome back to the studio, mate, the Roller Media Studio. You're two games down at the Colts. I saw you brought one of your ex-teammates down there this week. What have you been up to, mate?
Yeah, no, it was a pretty quiet weekend, mate. We played on a Sunday this week. When I signed up, played local footy, I didn't think I'd be playing on too many Sundays. I thought, Saturday 2 p.m. was what I was after. Ruined my weekend a little bit, but
That's almost out of bounds for local football, a Sunday game week two.
We've got a marquee game later in the year against the same team we played on the weekend, and they wanted to play on a Sunday at their ground. So it was a bit flat because I love my UFC and I wanted to watch it and ruin my Sunday. I had to wait till I got home to watch it. Anyway, it was worth the wait. It was a cracker, but didn't do too much. Got big Tommy Bell Chambers down and he bagged six.
Played full forward or ruck?
Played full forward, Big fella's looking after him. Don't worry. it was a cracking game. We smashed him by a bit in the end, and he's a bit nervous because he hadn't played in a while. He's a big unit, big Tommy, but he kicked bag six. So it was a good weekend, mate. What did you get up to?
That's great. Well done, Tommy, mate. Not much. Same old. Spoiler, that big golf weekend coming up for Anzac Day weekend. So there'll be plenty to talk about, I think, in a couple of weeks. That's about it, mate. I actually watched The Roadhouse last night. Have you seen that with Conor McGregor?
No. I've been meaning to. I've seen a lot of memes.
It's unreal.
Is he good?
They let him be him. Like, his character is...
I've seen him walking around.
He walks in and... I don't want to ruin it for anyone that hasn't seen it.
So is it worth watching?
Yeah, 100%. Storyline's elite. Look, it's a little bit of like some of the it's like a bit of Fast and Furious 6 in there. You know, when there's this stuff you go, that is so unrealistic. But outside of that, it's a great storyline. And Conor McGregor makes me laugh. I don't know, just the way he is.
Yeah.
But I reckon it's free. I think it's on Prime or Stan or one of them.
Yeah. I saw it somewhere actually and I was planning on watching it, but.
He does a great job. Like I was really impressed. They got a great cast as well. There's a few other. I think Post Malone's in there at the start. There's a few little cameos.
All right, there you go. I'll watch that then.
Give it a go tonight. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was just thinking when you're creating a movie, you just got to have the big dogs in there. Yeah. They draw a crowd, even if it's like it's not perfect acting, but no one expects it to be. So I reckon a lot of people would have watched that movie.
I'm interested to see how he goes because it's been talked about quite a bit. So. That's on the bucket list for me this week.
Oh, you'll love it, mate. You'll love it. Crisis meetings on the punt. Like I said, we're going to talk about that. We'll review last week. But we're getting your feedback. It's a bit of a KPI stop that from Pig and I just on the 12-week challenge. We're going to have to just really review it. So we won't waste too much time.
I was coming in here a little bit embarrassed sometimes thinking that, I'm going to pick all these winners and I've got to face the camera and then the listeners. And we're getting the feedback, as we said.
We're not far off, though. Carlton was a danger game and the Doggies because Essendon got pumped and they both lost. So AFL, you're fresh out of the game. I noticed this my first year out. There's more upsets than you can imagine. Yeah. And the week prior means nothing. In fact, if they get smashed more, I actually expect the double response because it's like all eyes on you. And if they're coming back to play in their hometown, they generally compete and the game never blows out. Is why the 1-39 is a sneaky gem.
Yeah, it was hard. It was a hard week for anyone, like whether you're a punter or a tipster, whatever. Like a lot of roughies got up this week. Like who picked West Coast to get up? It was a great game. And how good was it to see Harley Reid just full fly? You even got the fend off the Dusty.
Does that count?
You count it, don't you? The camera suggested
you could take the photo. He fell over, but here's one. This is the first thing I thought about. He was dominating, and he has been. Like the, some of the things you've seen, breaking all these tackles. He's played four games,
is
five games.
Is he leading the comp in broken tackles?
He would be.
Yeah.
Now, North Melbourne can't seriously look at themselves internally and say, you know, winning the last game of last year was, I don't care what they say, people in management upstairs or on the board, they must be kicking themselves because he looks like a player you could like build your whole football club around, and West Coast aren't going to let him go. But if he was at North Melbourne, I reckon it'd be a very different story.
Well, as you said, you build your team around these kind of players, and he's going to be a player for 15 years. He's going to dominate the competition or just be an A-grader. You know, there's something to say about, you know, winning and building a winning culture, and that's what North will probably say about winning that last game last year. But at what expense? You just miss a generational talent. So no doubt they'll be kicking themselves because what he displayed on the weekend was awesome.
I would say North needed him more than West Coast needed him.
For sure.
Because they've been down the bottom for longer. You know, West Coast had a flag a few years ago. So it's,
And who'd they get? They got McKercher, we'll give him time.
Oh, yeah, they've got great players. Star, but this other guy, Harley Reid, as they hyped, the hype was, it's real. And it was last year, you see it every year. But anyway, I was just watching the game going, oh my God, Melbourne Footy Club would be kicking themselves that they won that last game of the round last year to give up this player and take pick two over pick one.
And, like, you know, we pump up the number one prospects every year, but I can't remember one being as hyped as him. Like,
not in my time, and probably your time. No, maybe a few years earlier with even Juddy and all that. I was too young. I don't remember all that era.
I'm talking the last 10 years. I can't think of a player that.
Most of them have been like key forwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, that was something that stood out to me. It could have made it to me. Rick's eye catcher was Harley Reid. Just the way he moves and how many shrug tackles he has. It's like he doesn't care. And you know one more thing while I'm on him? He bounces the ball like there's a bloke right in front of him, bounce, dish, 2v1 split. I'm like, fuck, how did he do that? Yeah, you know, like normally you're trying to get rid of the ball if someone's in your face. He's just so composed. So anyway, plenty of exciting things happening. The Derby this week could be hyped. I think he's already had a little dig at the Freo mid, so I'm looking forward to that matchup because different midfield. Now, Masters week, did you back a winner?
I a couple of my mates, I'll back a few. And I had Max Homer.
Yeah, Maxie.
And Morikawa. Leading into the last, Scotty Scheffler, he was too short. I think Morikawa was paying $71 and Homer was $51. So I was watching it with a lot of interest. They were leading during the last round, but Scotty just keeps going and, like, you know, he doesn't make mistakes.
He's so consistent.
He doesn't make any mistakes. Like, he was awesome to watch. I was, sitting in the morning at work on my phone watching it. I watched a lot of the golf that weekend. It was a cracker. It's the best golf weekend of the year for sure. Like, you know, a lot of people like the Open Championship, but the Masters is special. I would love to get over there one year.
Bucket list job. It was boring, though, the last 8 holes, I felt. Yeah. There's no real pressure. Normally it's always neck and neck. Someone has to, well, even like third and fourth are in it. It was just kind of, I don't know, I stopped watching it almost and just waited for a few holes because it takes ages and, you got things to do on a Monday. But normally it's neck and neck. So the field, I don't know, he's just so much better than everyone else at the moment.
Once he got 2 shots ahead, you just knew of how good he is and how good he's going. Like, he's, it's over now. Yeah. Whereas the other guys crumbled around him.
Anyway, well, we have plenty to get into. That's a little recap. We don't want to give away too much more, but we loved your response on Spotify last week. And again, huge response. So everyone that's writing in your questions, they are great questions, and we're going to read a few of them out later on. As always, we'll start off with our play on or out of bounds. This week, I've plucked one. One of our boys have jumped into the DMs, funny enough. Joshy Ball, shout out to you, mate. Love your work. And he has asked me about my thoughts on this, and I think that's a huge play on or out of bounds question for you all. So, rocking your All-Australian So that's AFL, All Australian footy bag, to a Port Melbourne Colts game, and then taking a photo with your ex-teammate Tommy Bell Chambers, and then uploading it all over the internet, play on or out of bounds, to be showboating, and just letting everyone know with your bag in the corner that you used to play football at a higher level, not just representative football, mind you, all Australian AFL down at the local footy club. Listen, play on or out of bounds, Hibbo, what is going on there?
This is one of the royal stitch-ups, and I've copped a few on this pod, and it's starting to wear thin on me, you know, the juice cleanse thing. You're bringing that up the other week, and now this. What's his name?
Joshy Ball.
Joshy Ball. Come on, man. And hold on. That is a very subtle bag. The emblem's small.
It's tiny. I don't know how he found this.
It doesn't stand out as much as my male one. I don't have any other footy bags. Look, I don't have another backpack. So I just, you know. Anyway, he's got
me. What happened to the one that had pig all over it? You decided, no, I'll go with the old Australian.
Frankster one. Come on. Yeah, it is out of bounds if you put it that way. I kind of do hide it in the corner. I thought it was pretty subtle, but I can't believe he's picked up on that. He's, you need to find some better things to do, big fella, and then rather than rummaging through me.
Attention to detail, and he's found the little thing in that photo. It was a great photo.
I don't know how he spotted it. Did you spot it when you looked at it?
Nah, I actually, even zooming in, it was blurry. I go, how does he know this is all Australian? I mean, I was that far from an all Australian. I wouldn't know what it looks like. A little bit of a head wobble for the pig. You're happy with it, though. We're shining a light on your, your accomplishments.
Yes. If anyone knows me,
you're rattled at the moment.
A bit embarrassed about these little things, but I'll cop that on the chin, and you know what? I'm gonna have to paint some texture over that bag.
Don't do that. We'll get you a bag.
It's out of bounds. Well, that's it. The bag's going in the bin.
What about this? At the local football club, you go and play representative football. So you're going to play rep, you're going to play against another league, and then you come back to your local football club and you're rocking the representative bag or the attire. Is that play on or out of bounds?
Port Melbourne Colts don't have a backpack. You can't just buy a backpack. So, if they supplied me with a backpack, I'm going to use I'm going to probably use that. I'm going to use the All-Australian the bag or someone would use the rep bag. I don't know. Yeah, it might be coming across as a little bit toolish, so maybe out of bounds. But I've done it, so I'm the tool here. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I don't know, but I used to be one of those tools. We used to get at Riddles Creek when I was a kid. I'd look back and go, what was I thinking? And obviously, it wasn't bad at, with the Sharon. So
you wear the
and
shorts.
They used to let you write your name on the bag, and I wrote Mr. Football.
No,
because Michael Hussey just come out with Mr. Cricket. Oh, and I'm going with Mr. Football. So that makes me sick looking back.
Oh, wow.
Just reminded me there, thinking about the old custom bags from the local footy club. But yeah, huge shout out to Bawley. We love that. Great spot. Hey, if anyone spots something about anyone, just shoot it through. I thought that was a great one this week. Anyway, let's go to our Aces tipping competition. We must read out our leaders. It was a tough week on the tips. I tried to change my tip for the West Coast and Richmond one late, and I was on the old KO stream, and I'm talking just before the bounce. I go, had a little bit of money on West Coast. I thought the midfield, I forgot Timmy Turano hurt his arm, and I just thought this midfield is completely gone. Anyway, didn't get it in the end because I missed it, but I was watching and cheering on West Coast. So I tipped about 5 last week. How many did you tip?
Good effort. Funny story, mate. I forgot to get my tips in. You messaged me going, Pigs Paddock didn't put his tips in. And, it was quarter time of the Melbourne-Brisbane game. And I just found out you get the away team.
Oh, that's right.
And we all know I would have tipped at Melbourne. So it... bit lucky there. You have. Thanks for that. Don't change that system. So I tipped 3, mate.
Oh, wow.
And I would have tipped 3 because I would have tipped Melbourne. I'll openly admit it. Don't you change that tip.
That is gold. I reckon might have wanted Brizzy knowing that you get the away team because the D's are a bit sore and sorry after that Adelaide trip.
Well, it would have been a big trip for them. And I did say it was a danger game last week. So... well, it didn't surprise me they lost. Obviously, I thought they were going to win. But, I tipped 4, but I really tipped 3.
Yeah. Well, big shout-out to Mary Me Marcus B coming 5th, but had 7 last week, the highest I can see on the chart. But Pip O'Connor, 33. We have Bench Warmer, hashtag 13. We have Wally's Wolf. And we have Jenny Shares from the Block. Me old girl's back in the top 4. So there you go. But, Pip O'Connor and Benchwarmer sitting on top with 36. So hang in there, guys. It's still very tight. I'm coming 300s with 30. So it's only, you're pretty much 5 to 6. It's still wide open. This league's tough.
It's
This league is tough. Anyway, let's move on from the tipping. We do actually need to start getting our prizes, mate. So I've reached out to a couple of people. Have you reached out to a couple of that?
Reached out and a bit of silence, which is never good. I went for the easy ones first too. But they'll come. It just takes a while.
There's a few guests coming through for Tommy Talk soon. So I'm actually going to start maybe just, hey, mate, can you just sign this jersey? Get a couple of cheapies here and put them behind us right 100%. Now. Mate, let's get to our Punters Club review. We need to review our 12-week challenge. We're way behind. $1.60 was the model, but we've given up a little bit. We'll talk about it later on, but no good last week. We took the Doggies 1-39. They got beat. I think we took Carlton 1-39. They got beat. I think we took someone up. Did we take
Gold
Richmond?
Coast and GWS, and they won.
They just won. So we're pretty stiff. But
and I'm looking the week before, Sydney didn't get the job done. We're there.
But even on that, I thought Essendon was going to be firing up. Take them at the line would have been okay. And then you got Adelaide as well. We could have taken a 20-point line, although they were 18 points down with 5 minutes to go. End up winning that game. So it's a tough world at the moment. But listen, guys, we're going to get you a winner. We'll talk about it at the end. We won't waste everyone's time because we want to get into your questions.
I suggested a new tactic. He fell on deaf ears with you before, but we'll discuss later on what we're doing. But
it's a unique one. And then our individual ones, you had 4 from 6. Dixon Kostya didn't kick a goal on Alex Pearce.
I'm never putting him in a multi again. And you said you spoke about it before, saying, I'm backing him this week. Mate, he's let me down like 3 times this year.
Yeah, this week he's due though. He's got Collingwood.
And so are we.
But honestly, Alex Pearce is going to him. He's all Australian key back at the moment. You can't be picking Dixon when he's playing on him. Anyway, everything else you tip was good. And then, mate, I've come up one possession short with Caleb Sarong. But if you're on TAB, Just a little tip here. TAB give you payout if you won but disposal short. Technically, I didn't post like we won, but I knew because I won. So I was stuck in the middle of it. I'm not sitting there going, bang, I'm back. But
hopefully a few of the listeners backed you in and we're Tab.
That's it. Tab, one possession short. So if it's a disposal bet, get on that one.
Great marketing, boy.
Righto, anyway, so we're going to clean it up, but we're going to get one. I've already given him a 14 bucker, so I'm sitting here comfortably. I've got a couple of weeks up my sleeve still, but I want to get winners.
And I've been hearing about it. My mates, my brother, and a few of the listeners are getting into me a little bit about not having a winner. I'm trying, guys.
You tipped 9 last 2 weeks ago, though. You just need to back yourself in.
I didn't put that in the pig's parlay, so I'll come up with something good this week. I've got a good feeling. I say it every week, but feeling the bones this week.
Yeah, well, I reckon Big Dixon's due, and we know
No Dixon.
Look at Toby Green. Since you sprayed him and sprayed me about saying he'll kick 2 every week for the rest of the year, he's gone 5-2, kicked 2 in the first half last week, and they played St Kilda a bit tight.
How good is it when you're back and watching a multi and they just get most of the 3/4 of their possessions in the first half.
Oh, yeah.
And they kick all their goals. I feel like when you're watching a multi and they kick their goals, you're like, oh, how good is this? Now I just have to watch this bloke on the screen get his touches. you're not even watching the ball. You're like, oh, get close to the contest.
It's like the NBA finals today. I was just waiting for Steph Curry to just put up 2 more 3s. He didn't get them, but everything was ticked. I'm thinking, I've tipped the Kings. I've tipped this bloke to hit 3s. Where's Steph Curry? And he was just getting smothered. And it changes the way you watch sport, which is not great.
Yeah, it's not good. But it's very exciting. And someone gets tackled and can't get a quick handball off, or someone grabs the ball and runs out of bounds. You're like,
but internally, you're like, great ball security.
as a coach.
100%. Well, it's time to get into this week. There's plenty to talk about. But we'll start with the listener questions. We love your questions. Pig, I'm going to start with my favorite ones, and then we can go through anything that's left over, and then you can pick your favorite ones. But we've got some here. Josh Locke, he's written in, hey lads, would you rather sit around a nice fire with a few beers and watch the footy with a handful of mates, or go to the pub and watch the footy with a few mates? Pig, you start.
It's a good one, isn't it? But something about sitting in the backyard with your mates, being in the safety of your at home, having a fire, having a laugh, not having to worry about other people and cheaper piss, because we spoke about the $7 pops the other week. It's my stock KPL construction stock.
He wasn't happy with the MCG. So
that's heaven to me. Sitting around a fire, if there's a TV in the backyard and you watch, that's amazing. So that's it for me. But don't get me wrong, I love going to the pub and having a beer as well.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I agree. I reckon an environment that is just perfectly controlled by you and your mates. Don't have to worry about any variables. You've got the footy, you got beers, you know, you're having a laugh. And if there's a little fire and it's cold, I don't think it gets any better than that. No. And like you said, I actually prefer going to a quieter pub to watch the football. Yeah, if I'm going to watch the game, having lunatics carry on and all that, that's all good if you're not going for the team. And if I'm locking in to watch the Giants or, you know, Freo or any other team that I've maybe got some money on and, you know, and just a small crew, I want to be watching it nice and quietly and just hanging out with me mates. But if it's chaos and I don't care, then get me to the pub. And also maybe time. If it's, you know, Saturday, 12 o'clock, probably watching the horses. I'd rather be at the pub.
But you're right. There's a time and a place for both.
Yes.
So
it's a great question.
That's a good question.
Maybe we put that as a poll this week. And the other one was Xavier Heaney. Tommy, Pride of Jenny run in the Queen Elizabeth, is that play on or out of bounds, that run? Kind of ruined it, but I'm not complaining. Won a monster on her.
Well, if you, as he said, if you were on that horse, it is play on because if anyone doesn't know, Pride of Jenny, Group 1, 2000, was it? 2000
meters. Yeah, it was 2000.
It was 60, felt like 60 lengths in front with 400 to go. I think it was about 30, which is.
Well, I thought it was 150 meters in front at the 800, man. It was miles.
Just
in front.
Never looked like losing. So it wasn't even worth watching, really. There was no theater involved because it had it won the whole way. But play on if you're the owner and the trainer and the punters on it, for sure.
Mate, play on it for sure. Xavier Heaney, well, I don't know why you're asking me. If you've got money on Friday Jenny and it's out in the lead with 100 to go and it's still got about 15 lengths in front of the field, it's play on all day. My mum's name's Jenny, so
I
had the Quinella. Yeah. I didn't think it could win.
It was a favourite. It was $1.70.
Yeah, it comes second. Yeah. But I was kind of watching the second half of the field. I couldn't see what was going on. I'm like, Jenny, is it going to die? Like, you know, when they go that hard, they normally just get eaten up at the 100 and come like sixth. But play on for sure. One of the best rides you'll see. It's pretty ballsy to go out. Yep. That's what I used to do in a 3K, just so you know. I used to go like Pride of Jenny. And one year I cooked it. I went so hard. I've told this before, but a 250 first K and a 3K-er.
Wow.
My next one was a 4:30 and I ended up running a horrific time. But it takes a bit of plums to go out there like that and put it all on the line, knowing that there's a few consequences if you don't get it.
I used to do a similar thing. Remember the old like high school cross countries?
Yeah.
So anyone that knows me, I'm horrific at long distance running. Like I really had to work on it just to be, you know, middle of the back of the pack at Essendon and Melbourne. But you always started where all the schools are lined up watching you and then you duck out and do a paddock or whatever. And I would be leading that cross country every year for the first 300
meters.
Everyone, all my mates are like, geez, Hibbo could win it this year. And then I'd come stone motherless last. I'd be walking by the time I got back to where the schools are in. I've had my moment. Everyone saw me winning. And then that's it. I'll just start walking.
That is, mate, when I was at school one year, I come from Holy Cross, the Gisborne, right? New Gisborne. And we just kind of got stitched up. They put me in the final, but I was like, I was 100 people behind already. So once they went bang in the final cross country, mate, there's that much people in front. Mm. I couldn't even get near them, right?
You got to just
you got to start at the front. That's the first thing. Second thing, to get there, I'll never forget this. We're running and people realize that the track goes up and then comes around. People are just cutting through the trees. Not me, but I'm going, what's going on here? And I reckon they all got swallowed up, but they were just running and then just cutting straight through the trees and then on the back straight. I thought that is something that you would have done for sure.
Well, I was never contending for the win. If someone actually won doing that, it's dirty. But if you just want to get home quick, then
well, there's a couple of people that featured a little feature there. We got a ribbon. So
that's out of bounds.
Out of bounds. And there's one more here that I really liked. Thomas Genge, hopefully you got your name right, mate, but your first name's Cracker. Hey, boys, apart from the locker room and getting around the boys, what do you miss the most about playing AFL? Cheers. Maybe an interesting, quirky reason about a certain club. Pig, what do you got for me? What do you miss?
Obviously the locker room, as you said. I think for me, well, you're getting paid to be fit, train and all that. It's a nice fun. But obviously the crowd's amazing, going out. And what I miss, which is a bit odd, is just the 10 minutes or half hour before a game and the nerves. Because I'm never going to get that again and run out and like not wonder if I'm going to go all right. And then the 10 minutes after a win, like it's special. You know, you go around high-fiving people. That feeling, I wish I could bottle it up because I'll never get it again. I think as a player, you never get the opportunity to play in big crowds. You know, playing local footy now, there's maybe 100 people there. But yeah, it's the big crowds and the nervous energy that you feel and then just going out and playing. So, yeah, it's a combination of a few things, like the 10 minutes before, the nerves, and then playing, and then the 10 minutes after, the special moments. What about you?
Well, I miss the massages, man. Yeah. You know the massage and physio.
They are good,
I used to just eat them up. I'd have four a week. Physio three times a week. I'd be generally sore, but sometimes milking it just because I wanted to all hands on.
Well, it's a good thing about being a veteran later on, you could get the double massage. Like, you know, you could get half hour, but if the older, put me down for an hour.
Yep.
Yeah.
I never got there. I was kind of out of the system at 26.
Yeah, it was good. I got a fair bit of that late. So they were unbelievable.
I reckon the other one is probably more at Frio, no disrespect to the Giants, but only played 2 minutes there and there wasn't much of a crowd. But at Frio, it's probably prime time game, just rolling out there. And I was no gun. I was a fringe player, but you just felt like a little head wobble. Yeah. You know, you'd go out there and go. I used to warm up. I used to love the warm up because all the crowd, all the guns, they're doing their thing. I'm out there. I probably have a shot on goal if I'm playing on the wing, but I'm playing halfback. I'd have 50 set shots per game. Just loving it, mate. How good's this? The crowd's coming in, getting around the fans, signing as many autographs. Bit of Johnny Drama, you know. Look at me. There's only five people out here. Everyone wants a piece of me. And then when the game starts, no one even cares, you know. But I used to miss that part. And then maybe, when you win, there's nothing better than when you grab those little balls and you sign them and you get to pick out someone in the crowd and just launch one.
A little kid or something. That's
so good. They're the great good memories, question. I reckon. Yeah, great question from there, Tommy. So that's all I've got, Pig. They're my top three. There's plenty there. What about you? What were your favourites for this week?
Well, I've got one here that stood out to me, mate. And it's a question for Tommy, so I'll ask you. Tommy, mate, any chance of you pulling the boots on at any local clubs this year or next would be great. Get all the listeners down.
Ooh, that'd
so
be good
what
fun.
Would you, can we get you down to the Port Colts,
I would
mate?
Love to play another game with a few mates. Just the body. I've done my calf and I did it pretty, I think I've done a bit of a number on it, but 100%. I just don't want to go into a game and not have any training. My biggest fear, and this is me being completely honest, is just if I did a knee just to keep, a couple of people happy coming down. I don't care about the money. It's more about the love and having a kick and actually doing something and feeling grass. If I got injured real badly, I'd be in a real bad way. Just because I know that I'm not committed for the year. I'm just filling in for a game to have some fun.
Yeah, well,
and I haven't changed direction and cut and sprinted. Like, I just kind of keep in shape. I'd need a pre-season or a mini one before I even think about it, Pig.
Let's ask big Tommy Belchamers. He came off nothing. No running. Shocking.
Yeah.
Stiff as a board. But he'll play again this week.
Was he moving or was he just – because he's a big – he would have just stood there.
A few lead outs. Not much. He wouldn't have covered too much ground, but he did enough.
There you go. Well, it's good that he got through.
Well, there we go. There's still a chance to get you.
There's always a pulse. How much cash they got? How much is a pulse? Not about the money, but how much they got?
There's not much cash left, mate.
The pig's got it under the table.
Paid much at all. Anyway, that's
what
good.
Else you got? One more? Come on, I'll get three. Give the listeners some love. They're getting around us.
We've got one here. It's not a question. It says, Tim Knight, not a question, but you blokes crack me the F up every week. Thank you, Timmy Knight. Love your support, mate.
Knight
but
is
we've
strong.
Got, you would not read about
thanks,
it. We've got Dutz 5
he's
back.
He's not back.
We've got him back.
He's not back. Don't read out his
crook
question.
Crook from last week. We love you, Dutz. You don't you worry.
We
boys,
do love you.
I must admit, there was some liquid courage to what you would rather last week. I'll go easy this week. Would you rather have Scott Pendlebury's career or Trent Cotchin's?
Ooh.
I'd rather have
Dutchie with a nice one.
It's a good one.
He's gone from piggery to professionalism.
They're both so well respected. It's like you can't really split them, but Trent Cotchin captained 3 flags and he's.
Pendlebury's got 2 and he's got the games record almost. He's got the disposal record.
Yeah.
Both the big clubs. Jeez, Cotchin. You could flip a coin.
You could definitely.
I reckon Koch has been at the bottom. He was at the bottom for so long, so his high would have been the biggest high.
Penalty,
where, like, Pennell's career was high, low, high. Like, it's been, I mean, not high, not really low. He's been.
Yeah, Cotchin was a struggle.
How many grand
early.
Finals would have Pendle's been in? You know what? It doesn't really matter. Yeah, both you could pick either. That's
I'll
a great
go
question.
You go, Pendlebury.
Yeah,
good questions, guys. Keep writing them in. We love it. We'll pick a few more next week. So, what do we got next, big fella?
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, some great stuff there, guys. I just don't want to, if you missed out, keep going. There's a couple of filthy ones in there as well. We won't read out because we can't clip them up or read them out. But yeah, big shout out to everyone.
Brado wasn't too wrapped. He had to cut them all out.
Yeah, a few little bips there, mate. Well, it's time for our Rick's eye-catching moments, mate. So put your Rixies on. You bring them this week?
No, I didn't bring him this week. You know full well I didn't. So
he's trying to fleece another bear off me.
Yeah, I'm not mad, am I?
The old Tribeca Blacks.
He goes, oh, no, you're not having another pair. Bring him again next week. I'm like, you told us. You got 100 in that box.
I saw Jakey Melsham and Stephen May just giving you a little bit of lip with the Soho Crystals.
They're not bad, are they? Like, the three comments on that post, and it was three of me mates potting me about how the sunnies didn't fit me head.
Well, the Tribeca Blacks look very sharp.
They go well with the
very
black hat.
Sharp. I tell you what caught my eye while I'm wearing the Tribeca. Our man Patrick Murta. Do you know who Patrick Murta is?
I don't.
He is an ex-Gold Coast Suns. He used to play.
Didn't play then.
I don't think he played many games, but he's been working his ass off, and he's just been drafted by the Jacksonville Jaguars as a tight end. We've got an Aussie at the Jags playing tight end on offense.
So you get your punters. Yeah. You might get. You know, I think we had Jared Hayne and the NRL go in and be a running back. But have we had anyone else?
We have Jordan Malalad. So we've got a few on the offensive defensive line, but never do I remember an offensive weapon, wide receiver or tight end.
It's exciting.
Oh, mate, so exciting. So it caught my eye. I know he did it tough last year. Detroit Lions picked him up, and then he had to go back to Australia and fix his hips, groins, hips. Can't remember exactly, but.
How big is he?
He's a big boy. I've been watching him on just social media work out, I reckon, for a year, just because I was following him and getting around him last year. I think the Rat and all the Suns boys are good mates with him, and he looks like a big boy. I've seen him. He's trained with like Odell Beckham, and he powers over him. Being a tight end, obviously block and then release and catch a ball like Travis Kelce. Big rooster, big boy. So, Paddy, if you're listening and watching, no doubt you're not, but if you are, mate, we love your work. You caught my eye this week. Wishing you all the best. Obviously, the Aus-American Aces. We love our American sport and we love our Australian sport, and you are a hybrid. Not many have done what you're about to do. So all the best with preseason. It's not easy making that cut. I don't know how it works from there, but all the best. And that's what caught my eye this week, Piggy. What about
awesome.
You, mate? What caught
for
your
me,
eye?
Mate, I didn't get to watch this live, but you know, I love my combat sports. I love my boxing, even though I gave you a dud tip the other week.
I love
my UFC, and it was UFC 300. They've been pumping up this card for God knows how long, months and months, and they've built a card just of weapons, great fights all over, and they have the BMF belt, which is bad mother belt, which is created. It's a bit of a gimmick, but it's turned out to be one of the best fights of all time. So we had two guys going at it, and the last round with 1 second to go, there was a brutal knockout. So that caught my eye. Max Holloway was winning the fight. And, 10 seconds ago, he just said, stand in the ring. He didn't have to do it. He would have won anyway. And they just literally just swung haymakers, and he landed one with 1 second to go. And there's a bit of context of why he might have done that. Dana White put bonuses, usually about $50,000 in the UFC, for performance of the night and fight of the night. And he upped them because of UFC 300 to $300,000. So everyone was just trying their best, trying to put on a show. And he put on one of the best shows ever, won $600,000 for Fight of the Night and Performance of the Night. So Max Holloway gets my eye-catching moment. And it was awesome. I went home and just watched the replays, and I was just in awe. So that was me for the weekend, mate, and absolutely loved it.
Oh, see, I can't believe
it. So if anyone hasn't seen it, usually they don't.
They don't really post.
They don't usually post, but they've allowed it to post. So what? Go on UFC.
Oh, I think you would have seen it if you follow ESPN or something. It's been everywhere.
It is everywhere. It's nuts. So.
You know, I didn't watch the fights. I watched the highlights. So you're saying he was already winning, and he's like, winning. Stand here, because I saw him go. I thought he was losing.
Every round. And he was just like, he's wanted to put on a show. He put it so much risk on
that's
the line.
Amazing, because they were going full haymakers, and one of them connect. That's what happens.
And it's not the first time he's done it. He's done it before. So he's just like, he's a man of the people, because that's – everyone was just shocked. Like, it was hard to watch the two fights after, which were two championship fights, because of your adrenaline dump after that. Like, you've gone from here. It's like, nothing's ever going to top that. So,
is that one of the best highlights ever in the history?
I think it has to be.
Because of the time? Like, it was literally 8 seven, six, yeah. five, four, three, and then he's hit him on the two, and he's down at the one. Then the whole crowd's like, what just happened?
Like, if you put it all in like the context, like what was on the line, you know, the belt, then the bonuses, and there was 1 second left. He didn't need to do it, and it was crazy, man. And yeah, it's a crazy sport, but when it finishes like that, it makes it even crazier.
Speaking of bonuses. I know that we're speaking about how we got 300K and then 600K, but do you remember a time when you were playing, because you're all Australian, what's been the biggest bonus you've ever had, in your time? Because you would have had a few, considering you've won a flag and whatnot.
Funnily enough, there was never a lot of bonuses in my contract. You get your game bonuses and stuff. You play 15, 20, whatever. I never had all Australian.
You're kidding.
Nah, so I didn't get anything, which I'm a bit flat because I'm hearing some of the numbers the boys get for those.
What do you get now?
Oh, I mean, it depends on you. It depends. It depends on the player, but I'd say it'd be 50 for something like that.
Didn't have it in there.
Normally it's just, well, it's manager didn't back me.
Who's your manager?
I don't want to shoot him.
It's not
out,
my man, is it?
Nah, he's a good man.
I think it might be PC.
It's PC. What were you doing, PC? It cost me 50 grand.
He's one of the best in the business, PC.
Wow, yeah, I was coming off a year off.
Well, and you come off the Asada job.
Yes.
Oh, he wouldn't have thought you were. That's how great your All Australian is, by the way. Before you tell him, All Australian off a year off. What did you do? You just drink piss for a year with the boys in Europe?
Pretty much.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's a great story.
There's something in that. I need that. That's how I play my best footy.
They should look into that.
But, you know, we got some money after the premiership year. I think you get some money from the AFL and it gets divvied up to the players. I think it ended up being about $1,000 for every game you'd played that year. So even players that didn't play in the flag, like win the premiership. So, like, you know, I think Jaden Hunt, for example, I don't know, he played 20 games. He would have got he would have got more than me because I was injured during the year. But the nice one was, you win the flag and you sign on the jumpers and you do all the merch and all that. And we had funny story. We were hungover as all hell Wednesday and we had an 8.5 hour signing session and everyone's dusting. Like, you know, you're looking at the town, you're just signing jumpers and it was brutal. But every jumper was $10. So it was like,
oh, you worked out the math.
We were just like $10, $10, $10, and it got you through. So that was good when that went in the bank account. Probably, I don't know if I should be, you know, explaining this putting it out there, but if they're listening, this is some gold. So that was nice.
How many jumpers did you sign?
Over 2,000, I think. Oh, so
how much money is that?
I work it out, mate. a bit over 20. So that was nice. But no, I never had a lot. You know, you hear about some.
Over 20? Isn't it 20 on the dot?
Yeah, well, I think we signed a little bit more than 2,000.
A couple of cheekies on the side. There you go. So winning a flag, you're the man. And not only that, you probably drink half of that over the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, that was the weekend. That was the next couple of weeks' money.
That's fantastic.
It's I don't know if we should be talking about money too much.
No, it's just bonuses. Everyone has contracts.
There are some guys that are really incentivized. You know, if they play 20 games, I'll get a real big one. But I'll never forget. That.
And I hope he doesn't mind me sharing, but big Chrissy Mayne, he had a top five incentive. And I think there's a game to go. Or there's the last three games, they didn't really release – you know, game by game. They just went, I don't know, it was like just highlights. And then they put it up and he'd slipped to six. And the big boy was ropeable. He was walking around the room and I didn't care because I was never even thinking about that stuff. But then I was like, wonder why. He's blind as well. And I'm like, I reckon he's missed out on 50 grand here. I don't know. I've never asked him, but we're all having a little, now that we're all out of the game, one of the great men, man. He's doing some good things with the Mains Academy up in Perth. But, yeah, I swear he got rolled, and that's because the BNF is, I believe, rigged.
100% it is, and this one pisses me off because you just reminded me. I had a heavily top three incentive at Essendon and missed out by a vote. I was fourth.
Oh. I think Paul Connors said on my podcast that they should release them every week. So like so it's actually written down and public knowledge.
There's salary cap things in it too. Like, you know, this is part of the salary cap. So it's if the club are on a squeeze, they're obviously going to clip a few people that don't have incentives.
Imagine like the boardroom where you're like real good mates with the GM. We know we broke down the Tassie boardroom. Like, come on, boys, we need a logo, we need a jumper, we need a name, let's go to the pub. Imagine they're like, Righto, boys. We've got we're in a lot of trouble here. Which bloke do we want to stitch up? Is it Hibbo or is it Dyson Heppel? You know, which one do we want
to? Who are you reckon they go for?
But you know what I mean. They'd have to have a discussion around it if you do believe what you just believe. So, oh, how good! Well done. There, that's a great eye catcher. There's been plenty of talk on our other podcasts about the pride of Jenny and a few others, but even Travis Head, he's been knocking him just everywhere in the IPL. But I loved our two eye catchers. And as always, guys, from Rick's Eyewear, we've got our discount code ACES. You get 20% off and free express shipping. We had the Soho Dark Cherries last week just launched. We've got a restock around the corner and we've got plenty of Soho Cherries back in stock. So get online, use the discount code ACES at rickseyewear.com.au and you'll get 20% off and free express shipping. Well done, Pig. Love that. I certainly watched that highlight about 50 times as well because I didn't watch the fights. I was watching the footy. I was just keeping a little eye on the highlights and the little cheat code if you don't want to, you know, not that I'm being stingy, but I'm not really a massive UFC man, but I love knowing what's going on. You click on the fighter's profile and you click on their tagged videos and there's always a fan video because UFC doesn't put up. Yeah, they don't put up the highlights.
Yes.
So if you go to the fighter and then go, some fighters don't allow it, but you go there tagged, then one of their like Nuffy fans will do a quick clip because they love it, get it up straight away, trying to be viral, and you'll get a quick recap of what happened at the end of the fight.
I will be using that going forward, for sure.
Little cheat code there for you, man, in case you're running around at the Colts and you still haven't had a chance to get to the pub. Righto, Pig, lead us through the round 6 AFL previews. There's some blockbuster games. How have you? We like to break down our top 2 or 3, but this week, I reckon you'll struggle doing that because it's about 5.
Yeah. I did. I think there's some cracking games. Games that'll go down to the wire, like just the, you know, and on the odds, they're very close. But, you know, we're going to have to preview the Thursday, Friday night clashes, which I think both games will be pretty good. We'll start with St Kilda versus the Bulldogs at Marvel Stadium tomorrow or tonight.
Thursday night.
This will be, I don't know if they've got Max King. He's got a bit of a knee. Probably find out tomorrow. They'll probably give him a test today.
Libba's out with concussion.
I think our man Harmsy will probably come back. Oh, he had 34 and a goal, I think.
Yeah, he's not staying in the team, mind you.
Well, he missed out with a week suspension for headbutting Maisie. And
it's cost him two, has it?
Yeah, well, it cost him a week. Then he had to go on the VFL. And, you know, there's a bit going on at the Dogs at the moment. There's tension everywhere.
Don't get me started. I won't say too much yet, but I don't understand.
Daniel's not playing, and he's played well. He might come back. Bailey Dale's
playing. Can we stay on this, actually?
This needs to be spoken about, mate. I don't know. There's a lot of inconsistencies. Jeez, don't clip that up again for me. in Bevo's, what he's saying, what he's doing, and, like, Daniel and Dale, right? They're struggling. One's sub, one's getting dropped. They're not doing anything they haven't done for years and been great players for years. All Australian, both of them maybe. And it's like he's asking them to play a different way, you know, do different things. And yes, play for the team. But play these guys to their strengths. Use their weapons, their skills, their run. And you don't just drop these players because they're not fitting into one or two things. Yes, you got to coach them a little. Like, I feel like you got to coach them a little bit. Like, add these extra defensive things to their game. But they're weapons for your team offensively and for the team morale. Like, they seem like good teammates. So I don't understand why they're out.
Why do coaches do this? They squeeze players out the side. He's literally squeezing them out. He's saying sub. Have your 10, you won't have any impact, then I've got an excuse to drop you. It's literally what's happening. You don't have to be – it's happened to me. It's happened to a lot of players. You just start getting – you get told, nah, go play an outside position. If you're playing high half forward, right, or you're playing – or you're the sub or you get subbed, then you're already not in there. Like, you're already on the fringe, right? Yep. And they only need you to have one or two quarters where you just can't get the ball. It happens – like, look at Bontempelli, not having a hit up, but he didn't touch it for a half. Had a guy running with him. He's standing on ball. And he's Bontempelli.
Yeah.
If you're an outside player, you can make an excuse. Caleb Daniel, it's happened with McRae. It's happened with a lot of players at the Dogs. But then there's these other players that are rolling around. I don't want to name them because I'm not potting them. I'm not the coach and I don't care. But I just don't understand them because they've actually got a good list.
Yep. I agree.
You don't have to be, is it Blind Freddy? Is that what they say?
Not sure on that one, mate.
Is that the word? Blind Freddy? You have to be Blind Freddy to work out what's going on. And I wonder how long, I'm not going to go any deeper, but how long can you do things that the whole world is going, what are you doing?
This is why this game is so intriguing. They're under the pump. They need to win. They had a big win the other week when they were up against it. And
I just nearly got the stop sign out there. I was about to start
on Bevo again. But anyway, he deserves
KPI
it.
Construction hat nearly come on there for Bevo, but I've already gave him a cook. I've got to leave him alone.
I'm going to tip, well, yeah, we've spoke about it enough, but I'm going to tip the Saints, even without King. I think they kicked 7 goals after King went down last week. So they can score without him. I feel like Ross will be able to just stop. You know, he's a very good defensive coach, and he'll be able to stop their offense, the Dogs, and after that, I'm not sure how they win. So I'm going the Saints, mate. What about you?
The Dogs are killing me tipping. They're killing my mind.
You just don't know what you're going to get.
Oh, that's what's my brain. Like, I tipped them against Geelong. I tipped them against Essendon. So if I jump off them this week, they'll win. I'm going to stick with them again. But the Saints' last quarter last week was outstanding, and that was with King off the ground. So if King doesn't play, I'm thinking, well, does it matter? I think it does matter structurally. If you're preparing with no King, it's like, oh, Jonesy, just roll off all day. You don't really have a key forward. You've got some great young forwards coming through, you know, Caminiti and the other young fella, and you've got some other players up there that can play tall, but they're not key forwards like King. I'm going to tip the Dogs, but you've got to be wary with the St. Kilda games. They're like the Freo games. They lock that shit down, and it becomes a bit of a scrap. And being at Marvel, you know, the come forward, the press, it all works even easier. You know, there's less wind. You know, it's just a bit easier to kind of work it all out. So could be a scrappy game. But without Libba, you'd think McRae comes in, plays more on ball. Bont has to respond. Only had 17 last week, and I think he had like 4 in the second half. They got romped in the second half. Like they were embarrassing, really, the last week. So, I'm going to stick with the Dogs.
All right. So,
and Norton is the player. We're going to talk about our best bets. I reckon that Norton is the guy this week. I think he gets a good matchup, and I reckon he is ready to go. He's launching at everything, but he hasn't had a game where he's gone bananas yet this year, and you always have about 4 or 5. I reckon he's prime this week.
All right, Friday night, Adelaide versus Essendon. Another good game. You know, Essendon, they were both impressive last week. Obviously, Adelaide got the upset win against the Blues, which no one saw coming.
Well, I felt like I did.
Okay.
But I felt like I did. I don't know what we had done last week's pod, but I just thought 0-4. Him? I didn't. I had money on them, though.
Well, there you go.
At 350 or whatever that was.
Crouch goes out with a week for, is it a bump?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was a big bump.
But different mix worked for him. Rankin played a little bit on midfield. That Soligo's playing some good
football. Soligo is the player. You know, we're talking about disposal getters. He's playing on ball, and I don't think the algorithms have adjusted yet. Soligo is one of the Rory Laird isn't. He's not your 30 disposal getter at the moment. I think Soligo is getting more game time. Like at the end of the game last week,
in the last 2 or 3
Rory
weeks.
Laird was on the bench for like the last 7 minutes.
That. You don't have your best players on the
bench. Yeah, and it's just like, and they ended up winning. So Soligo, he's becoming one of their better mids.
Okay.
So it's just just watching a lot of football lately.
You have been. Shield might come back. Menzies out. Okay. So that's a big in for the Bombers.
Let's get straight to our tip. Who are you tipping?
Adelaide.
Yeah, I'm tipping Adelaide, and I think that they're going to get going now. Let's just take away what's happened the last 5 weeks and just get back to round 0 or round 1. We thought Adelaide were going to be good. top 6, you know, definitely playing finals. Yeah. So I reckon Essendon, they showed you what they can do against Port, and they showed you what they can do against the Dogs, but the Dogs have been so inconsistent.
Yep.
So this game has got 1-39 for Adelaide, all over it, in my opinion, just because of the home crowd. Tight game.
Because you just don't, as I said, you don't know what you're going to get from the Dogs or Essendon.
I reckon Essendon
teams
compete. I reckon they compete this year. They had that
compete against Port.
I know. They had one of those outlier games, though. I'm big on the Dons this year, and I reckon this is a game where I reckon Adelaide's a year or two above
the Dons
them.
Or Port.
I'm tipping Adelaide.
Okay.
But I love where the Dons going this year.
MCG. Collingwood versus Port. It's another good one, mate.
Probably the match of the round for me.
Yeah, well, we won't stick too long on this one because we'll get through them, but I reckon it's a cracker as well. Like, I don't know who to tip.
Well, I reckon Collingwood's like that. Let's just go by form, not the flag. They've been pretty average.
Yeah,
and Port's flying.
They've come off a bye.
Yeah, but not many teams win off the bye.
That's what I'm saying. I think I'm going to tip Port.
I think I'm going to tip Port as well. And they're about 210.
And they're playing good footy.
And Dixon and Marshall, those tools, they've got good matchups this week. By the way, Murphy, thinking of you. I can't believe another one's gone. Was he 24?
Yeah, 24. Concussion. That's 54 games.
Yeah.
You know, so last game.
Wishing him all the best and a big congratulations on everything he's done. He's obviously got the medal as well. But now that he's not coming back, there's a few issues in that back line. And I'm talking for a team like Port who's tall.
There's something in, like, you know, that would be very exhausting the whole week. You know, one of your best mates is retiring. He's young. And,
or do they get up and about for him and they celebrate him? I don't know what they're doing.
There's two ways. You know, it's ways to look at it, I guess. But I'm going to go Port. I just feel like their mids are just on fire at the moment.
Yeah, the midfield.
Horn Francis is, like, just adds something special. Rosie and Butters, like, just, they're playing cracking football.
Soldo, their whole team is loaded.
I see somewhere Butters might have a bit of an injury, so
we'll work it out. But I still think if you go by Collingwood's last four games, they've been pretty inconsistent, and Port, for me, are top four. So if they want to be top four this year, they have to win this game.
Yeah, I agree. And I think they will. I've got them just.
Hey, so, juicy value either way. If you're a Pies man, you'll be licking your lips at $1.90.
This is another really good game. It's Carlton against GWS at Marvel. Saturday, Arvo. We won't, you know.
Oh, brother. Did we lose some soldiers last week?
Yeah.
Far out.
How many?
Wow, Cogs looked like a buddy ACL. Thank God it wasn't, but his knee got caught up. You got weeks. Sam Taylor was one of the nastiest concussions, mid-air, then hit his neck. On the ground for ages, I was scared just shitless watching it live. It was hard. I was panicking a little bit, trying to get online. What's going on?
Yep.
In the end, all thumbs up, thank God. Just a few injuries. So
Taylor's a big one because he just blankets everyone and takes intercept marks.
Mate, they've got Mackay and Kernow, so normally he locks one of them down. So now you're going to have...
I think Kernow's going to have a big game. I wouldn't be surprised if he kicks four.
I reckon if the Giants are going to win this, you're going to need... It's going to be Hogan and Green versus Mackay and Kernow. And the Giants' backline's been good. And Wiedering's a gun as well, and their backline's been pretty good as well. But last week, Texan got going, so I reckon it could be an offensive. This could be a very entertaining game for your goal kickers.
Carlton have got McGovern and Sard out too, soft tissues. Carlton's list of soft tissue prone at the moment.
I can't tip against me, boys. Carlton should win this game because of the guys that are out, but...
Carlton are favourites, $1.81 versus $2.04. Yeah. I'm going to go GWS.
I'm backing me boys in. I'm not going to win this league. I'm not going to win me tipping anyway, so might as well keep me integrity together.
All right, tip Brisbane or Geelong? Brisbane. At Brisbane.
I'm going to go Brizzy. They're back.
I'm going to go Brisbane. Geelong are
more than back.
Consistent.
Oh, like, very
they're,
good.
They're just good every week, though. I know they haven't won every game. So
probably one of the better games of the week, actually.
Yeah, I reckon a good one. West Coast Dockers, the derby.
The derby or the derby? What do you call it?
I call it the derby.
I was a derby man, but I think over there they call it the derby.
Yeah, okay. I think I'm derby. You know, I might mix it up. Depends who I'm with.
Just on that. Palmy or Palmer?
Palmer, every day of the week. You?
what's this Palmy rubbish? Where's it actually come from?
I don't like it, mate.
Is it SA?
I reckon it's like, it's Adelaide thing.
Why can't it be the same thing?
Why don't it be like a Perth thing? You know about, no, like, yeah,
it
Perth
is a Perth
people,
thing as well.
Perth people call, like, schoolies leavers.
Yeah, leavers v. schoolies. Yeah.
Oh,
what about the Dally or a Milk Bar? I think that was one as
I used to be a milk bar growing up for me. Go down the milk bar, get a bag of Fizzos.
Yeah, Fizzos or little
ghost drops.
Little trolley sour gecko.
Did you ever have ghost drops?
Maybe tongue would go purple
or red. Your tongue and your shit. Did you ever look at your shit after those things?
No, I don't remember doing that, actually.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That's what I call him, the pig. The pig's on fire today.
Didn't you ever do a U-turn? Just have a look down there and go, whoa, it's pink. It's purple tonight.
Oh.
You played in a derby or a derby.
Yeah.
What's the vibe? Leading into it, because I could imagine it'd be something like, but it'd be more leading up to the week, it'd be big in Perth, but you know, the Anzac Day game is always a big one and the town get around it. I'd love to be, I've never been there.
The biggest game outside of finals. They play obviously twice a year, home and away, one each. It's the biggest game on the calendar. Bragging rights, there's a lot of history between these two clubs. The last few years, it hasn't been kind of even, you know, like West Coast was smashing Freo for about 5 or 6 years there, and then Freo's now smashing them, and, you know, West Coast is down the bottom. But off the win last week, West Coast would have been all over the papers. Freo had the loss. Harley Reid gets to play Freo for the first time. He wouldn't know what it's like to play in one of these games. like I said, I think he's already said something about the midfield I heard on the radio today, which I love, just hypes up even more. But the hype is like a grand final or a final probably in the papers. Like everyone puts up the streamers. Same, you go for West Coast, I go for Freo. We're having a slab on it. There's banter for the next, whatever, 12 weeks. There's been a lot of talk all over the preseason about who's going to be better. You know, clearly Freo's going better, but this game's all they care about. And if West Coast were to upset Freo, it'd be devastating for Freo fans.
They look good last week. I mean, obviously, I'm going to tip Freo, but I think we both are.
Oh, 100%.
But I look forward to watching
that. Funny memories, actually, the old derby. I'm trying to think, my last derby I played, I had a party ready to go. It was my housemate's party, and we'd organised the silent disco. You know, they dropped the headsets off.
Yeah.
And they thought, oh, we'll do that so there's no noise complaints. So, mate, great idea. So everyone's just rolling around in this joint after the game. But anyway, while the game's on, it's, you know, we're trying to win, and I'm not getting near it. And old Rossi boy's just giving me an absolute spray and going, mate, you're going to Lacroix. I think he kicked about 4 or 5, and you'd want to do something as you probably won't be playing next week. And I'm sitting, oh, here we go, I'm gone. And my first play of the fourth quarter, I get the ball. I think I want to get a little cheapy in the pocket, you know, get feel good. Yeah, kick it at me. Yeah. And I've kicked a little soft one just over the mark just to get it, you know, just grubber it down the line, just give me half back a little kick. Man, I kicked it so soft, Lacroix marked it and just snapped a goal and come up to me. Well, I remember going, oh, I'm fucked next week. I'm absolutely no chance of playing. And he's just come up to me and going, you're that shit. Lacroix. And I thought, oh, I've got nothing for you, man. And then later on in the wing, I had this massive collision with JK. He kneed me right in the leg. And I got the biggest corky. And the coach loved it. He goes, straight through the line of the footy. I think I might have got it. I think I was a chance to play the next week. But I went out in the piss that night with the silent disco. And when we did the flush run, I couldn't move my leg. And there's all this talk about how I skip recovery. Why didn't you come in? My leg blew up overnight. And you wear the skins.
Oh.
I'll put them on the next day. And I'll just go, my quad is just blown up. That was my last memory of a derby, mate. So, just go easy on those questions because I've still got nightmares about my last game.
Are you going to sleep tonight?
What's that specialist that you talk to?
That therapist.
But well, they go off the derbies and there'll be fireworks in the town. So good luck to everyone playing.
Look forward to watching that. All right. Sydney at the SCG against the Suns. Just tip.
Sydney. Suns going well. Good to see the young players
last
playing.
Last game of the round. So obviously, we've got Melbourne and Richmond on buys. North versus the Hawks at Marvel. Marvel's copping it this week. I think it's 3 or 4 games there.
Don't mind the roof on.
The Hawks nearly beat Collingwood, so I think, you know, the North.
Hawks were so bad last week. Goes back to my theory. I reckon Hawks, they respond.
Hawks win. Yes.
They're just going. They need to throw something. I feel sorry for them a bit.
All right, mate. That's games for the week. What are we gonna do with our punting?
I think we need some juice a little bit. I just think we go back to.
Let's pick two.
Just a 12-week challenge, just get 2 games, right? My best value for the week at $1.50, I think, is Brisbane at home.
Brisbane against Geelong. Oh, it hurts me, but yep.
Oh, I just think
I think Hawthorn against North. North is shit.
Yeah, but that's like, it's like they're both being going average. I can't trust either.
Hawks nearly beat Collingwood.
Yeah, I agree. I think Hawthorn will win.
On those two.
Yeah, and I think Adelaide will win as well.
And then if these don't win, we have
Can we take Adelaide as well for a bit more value?
Who are Adelaide playing?
Essendon at home.
No.
Off the back of a Carlton win on the road. Teams up and about.
No, we can't.
You can't take Adelaide?
Let's go on those two. Let's not get greedy. Come on.
All right, we'll get greedy with our
and
same
then
gamers.
And just for the listeners, I wanted to, you know, find $1.20. You know, it could be.
This is your new theory.
Yeah, it could be, you know, Hill or someone to get 20 touches, someone to get 15, someone to get a goal, $1.10, $1.20 in every game. Just pick one, and it could be Kerno getting a goal, like $1.06. Then Elliot Yeo to get 20 touches. He's on fire at the moment. I think he's the best midfielder. He gets 20. Just A to them, and I think I did one today, and it got to $3 something. I'm going to do that off my own account just to have a look, and I'll come back and report you.
Well, maybe you just should do that for your best bet of the week because you're going these 11, 12 stinkers. Maybe give the punters some value.
Whack! It's just this safe environment here, and I'm copping it from the co-host.
They're frustrated. They're rolling me.
So now
lock in the locks.
Lock in. So we've got Brisbane and Hawks. You know, they're edgy, but
gives us 210.
All right, done.
All right, we'll get back on the winners list.
Let's go.
Double our stake or?
Why not?
All right. Same game as we'll put them up during the week. Do you want to do a weekend one? Saturday specials?
We'll do our Saturday specials.
Saturday, Sunday specials. Saturday, we just need Sunday to wait for the teams to come out.
Yep.
But yeah, you can stick with us. I think this, you know what? I'm feeling good this week. We've got 6 weeks of football we can review now, and there's a few injuries and there's a few trends, and I reckon this week's a really good week.
I like the energy.
Righto. There's a bit around the KPI construction stopped that last week, Pig. You were a great feature with the Strava. You definitely related to a lot of people with your KPI stop that, because there's a lot of people that shared that clip, and I reckon they have had enough of their own friends putting up a little bit of Strava. Did you get a little bit of a head wobble after that post?
Well, I didn't mind it. There was a few people didn't like it though either, and a lot of people have been sending their updated runs, and stop that. Stop sending them through to me because it's puch, and stop running your 16 kilometres at 40-minute K pace.
Puge. That's great. I haven't said puge since you said
that's puge. It's puge.
I'll tell you what's puge. This is my KPI construction. Stop that right here. I've got one for everyone that owns a cafe that thinks it's acceptable to bring out me bacon and egg on a plate and have it just placed on a serviette or a napkin. So if my bacon and egg comes out freshly cooked, crispy bacon. I like me tomato sauce in there as well. Nice bun. You put that on a plate, but then you wedge a little napkin in between so all the juices from me burger just go onto the napkin. Sometimes sticks to the cheaper napkins. I just think, stop that. It's unacceptable. I don't understand why. You got a plate there. So when all the beautiful oil off the bacon comes on and maybe the sauce and the yolk just dribbles out, onto the plate. That's what the plate's there for. And then the napkin, because some of us can be pigs, some of them can be clean operators when they eat. But there might be some yolk around the lips, and you use the napkin to wipe your mouth. But for some reason,
seems counterproductive. Counterproductive.
Exactly right. So anyone that owns a cafe and thinks it's acceptable to put a napkin under me bacon and egg on a plate, stop that. That. Let's just get rid of the napkins and save them on the side.
Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense. And I reckon I had that at a brekkie burger the other day. I was off the juice cleanse and had a brekkie burger, treated myself.
Juice cleanse. Are we allowed to talk about the juice cleanse this week,
aren't
we?
Yeah, I had the juice cleanse. You threw me under the bus saying I had beers. And we know full well I was sticking to the rules of that juice cleanse, and then I got in a bit of trouble at home.
what do you think of that one? Let's stop that. Is that a fair and reasonable?
That's fair. It's fair.
Do you find that 50% of cafes are doing that?
I had it the other day. I hadn't really thought about it, but I nearly throw it to the side and then look for a table that has a clean one.
That's what I mean. I just don't understand. It's not a big hit up, but it's just a waste of a napkin.
Yeah, well, save the trees, eh, big fella? You're worried about the one napkin.
Yeah, well, eat the egg and save the trees.
But, stop that.
What's your KPI construction?
I was having a think today, and I just thought, my KPI construction, stop that, is stop us losing. Our 12-week challenges, our parlays, our Tommy's tips, even though Tommy's got one, we need to stop that, letting our listeners down on their tips and our punting. It's getting ridiculous, getting embarrassing. So I've put my KPI construction, stop that, to us.
Yep.
No more losses. We're going to start winning on this pod, and we're going to start building the account up. And we're going to move forward from there.
I love it, mate. That's actually motivational. I felt like I was half-time speech and the boys need to get going. We need to stop their entries. And we need to get up their ass, and we need to get the ball back, and we need to start backing some winners. Maybe turn that sign around. Instead of stops, maybe start go. Let's go this week. Let's get some winners on the board.
I want to run through the wall.
Yeah, so do I.
Straight to a tab machine and get a winner.
KPI construction, straight to the tab. Let's go this week. I tell you what, it's going to be a great week. It's so tight. The tipping, the punting, we're going down by one bloody disposal last week for something, but this week we're feeling good. Let's go 100%, mate. I'm going to put everything into one. I'm going to put your multi into my multi into our best.
Oh,
just behind the scenes, and everyone else out there can maybe follow, but Hawthorne to win head-to-head, Brisbane to win head-to-head is our locks of the week. Let's kick it off. Let's get back on track, and let's get all your questions in. Guys, we really appreciate your support. They really make us laugh, smile, and it really makes our day when we go on Spotify and we see some of your questions. Some of them we clearly can't read out, but geez, we laugh behind the scenes. So keep them coming. I think the record's 15, 16. It's been consistent in the last 2 weeks. I reckon we can break 20-25. That would be fair, considering the numbers I'm seeing behind the scenes.
Yeah, Libba didn't ride in again this week, so he needs to lift.
Yeah, Libba, you're probably going gun shy after your ready season. Ready's, one out of the week. But that's all, Pig. I'll see you next week, mate. See Thank you. And thank you, all the best to everyone. Go well on the weekend if you're playing local footy. If you see the Pig or you go for a run on Strava, tag him. We'll see you next week. This episode is proudly sponsored by KPI Construction Services. When it comes to construction sites, reliability and efficiency are key. That's where KPI Construction Services shines. With a single call, KPI provides a range of essential services, which includes labour hire, crane hire, and traffic control. KPI is a progressive business with modern plant and equipment across all of their operating states. Focusing on innovation and to avoid the business drifting is always front of mind. We are proud to be aligned with and have such a reputable company partnering with the show. Aces, I know I always go on about the Rixies, but I got huge news. We have all our styles and colours restocked on the website right now. Get online, grab some sunglasses at rickseyewear.com.au right now and use our little discount code Aces if you want a 20% discount code on the house.